In an update on homelessness to the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, a new state law that expands the categories of involuntary mental health holds to include severe substance use disorder was described as largely undoable, and the county is coaxing voluntary holds instead. Housing and homelessness funding and services were discussed during a January 13th presentation to supervisors. County Behavioral Health Deputy Director Paul Bugnacki said involuntary holds aren't practical because, quote, the state does not have the infrastructure to support those types of holds. He said an alternative approach is more realistic.
The substance use disorder community, including Crossroads, Waterfront, HRC, and others, really developed a pathway to treatment locally, but not for those that are on legal holds. There are no facilities in California where somebody detained on a legal hold can go and get mandated treatment, nor is it empirically supported in the data around the efficacy of mandated SUD treatment. So our approach really is to focus in on the individual and developing a relationship with those individuals to help them to get to a place where they are voluntarily willing to go into treatment. And we've created pathways for that treatment here locally.
The new state law, SB 43, has been in effect since January 1st, and Bugnacki said Humboldt has only done one involuntary hold for substance use disorder. The county's preferred course of action is its recently formed Community Assistance, Recovery, and Empowerment Court, known as the CARE Court. In response to doubts from Supervisor Rex Bone about the effectiveness of voluntary treatment, Bugnacki explained CARE Court's value in treating challenging cases.
This is really what CARE Court is set up for. So people can petition to have somebody go into, it's not a criminal court, it's civil court. And we've spent the better part of a year leading up to CARE Court in preparation for implementation with our court system and our other interested parties and affected programs. And I think that is been utilized for individuals like that you're speaking to. So we have a website on our behavioral health website, county website, as well as the Superior Court has a website up with instructional videos and helpful links about how to petition to have somebody engage in CARE Court. Our county has stood out, as Connie had mentioned, above other counties based on the numbers of petitions that we've put forward, the communities put forward, and they're really interested in what we're doing and how we're doing it.
County Department of Health and Human Services staff members also highlighted projects on the horizon, like the Crisis Triage Center planned to open in Arcata sometime in 2027, and expansion of the Mobile Intervention Services Team, known as MIST. Supervisors discussed the seemingly intractable challenges of addressing homelessness, with Bone saying, quote, we're never going to fix it. All we can do is make it better. County Housing Assistance Coordinator Robert Ward said housing costs are making it difficult for people to achieve permanent housing as, quote, you have to earn a lot of money to pay the rent around here. Board Chair Mike Wilson related the dilemma to a larger societal context.
A huge factor in this is just our national issue around wealth inequality. I just have to really say it very clearly. I mean, and it also, one of the things that wealth inequality drives is the consolidation of housing as assets, as which basically is causing a lot of housing to go basically vacant in many, many places. And so while we have an issue around the development of new housing, we also just have higher vacancy rates than we've had. And that includes even just less people living in housing, and as was sort of mentioned. And so that the pressure of the cost of housing is a huge factor in this. And we can call it, we can talk about mental health issues and we can talk about those other issues, but getting people into housing that exists today is becoming more difficult. And I also want to reference the federal administration's move away from supportive housing is, I think, going to be hugely negatively impactful.
On housing and homelessness-related funding, Ward said the county has $1.2 million in federal funding for the year beginning in late October 2025, and $500 million in state funding is promised but not yet approved. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.